the long-term impact of trade wars with China, and could prices at the pump be falling soon? I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Earlier this week, President Trump announced a 90-day pause in the trade war with China that brought tariffs down. However, one of America's ag leaders told lawmakers that trade wars with China will likely have a long-term negative impact on our soybean farmers. C.J. Miller has the story.
With China, for example, we've been working there since 1982 to establish that relationship. And then with the stroke of a pen, we can damage that severely.
And that's Caleb Ragland, president of the American Soybean Association. He's also a corn and soybean producer based out of Kentucky. On Wednesday, Ragland testified before the Senate Finance Committee about the impacts of not just the recent trade war with China, but the one that took place in 2018 during President Trump's first term in office.
Before the first trade war, one in three rows of soybeans from the U.S. went to China. Last year, it was one row out of four, and we are struggling already, and a trade war adds severe pain to the farmers. We don't need to give our customers an excuse to go to Brazil.
Ragland says that Brazil has unlimited opportunity to overtake the U.S. in soybean production.
Approximately 90 million acres are grown of soybeans year in, year out in the U.S. Brazil right now has the potential to add up to 270 million more acres that is in pasture right now. If we give excuses for our customers to look elsewhere, they will, and they have.
He adds that the trade wars with China have only been pushing the Chinese to purchase more of their soybeans from Brazil.
China has invested significantly in infrastructure in Brazil to help them get their product to market. Right now, we have better infrastructure, but they're gaining on us. And this is very concerning for a soybean farmer and our future.
Soybeans are the largest ag export in the U.S., with 54% of the total U.S. soybean sales going to China in the last marketing year. I'm C.J. Miller.